Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 76, Asking for and Giving Instructions. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 76. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is about asking for instructions. Let's get started. The supervisor at my work asked me the other day to help out one of the new employees. She needs some basic orientation on how to log in to our network. So I made an appointment with her to come to my cubicle for a little training session. Hi, Lucy. How are you settling in?
Just fine, thanks. I appreciate you taking the time to help me out with this software. May I ask what we will be covering today?
Sure. Before I do that, could you tell me if you've worked with this program before? That will help me figure out how to proceed.
I've done a little work with it, but not much.
Well, it's a good idea to have the manual ready, since it can get a bit hairy. You should start by logging in with your username and password.
How do I do that?
You can just click on the button in the corner. Be sure to enter the password you created. You can write it down until you memorize it, but you might want to keep it in a safe place.
Okay, then what?
Well, then just select the network you want to work with, and you're all set.
Great. Thanks for your help, Jeff. May I trouble you to show me how to print reports out from the program?
Sure. I'll do what I can to help. In this podcast, we are talking about how to ask for instructions, how to ask for help, other people to tell you what to do. In this particular example, my supervisor at work asked me to help out one of the new employees. To help out means really the same as to help. I'm going to help her out means I'm going to help her. It's another one of those many, many examples where we have a two-word verb in English, and the second word, a preposition, gives it some additional emphasis or stresses the fact that we are really going to be helping them. The employee at my work needed some basic orientation on how to log in to our network. Orientation is when you give someone an overview or you give them an idea about what to do. Usually when a person joins a new organization, a new company, or a student comes to a new school or university, we give them some orientation. We give them some direction. We let them know how the company or school is organized and where important offices and people are and so forth. To log into our network, of course, to log in, all one word, L-O-G-I-N, means to put in information to allow you to be part of some computer system, software, or something similar. You could log into a website. A network is a company has its own internet network where computers inside the company can talk to each other. I asked Lucy, the new employee, to come to my cubicle. A cubicle, C-U-B-I-C-L-E, is a small office, but usually it's an office that is not, doesn't have its own door, and the walls don't go up to the ceiling. So in a big office, there could be many cubicles that are divided by small walls, but they're not really offices in the sense of separate rooms. I asked Lucy how she was settling in. When you ask someone, how are they settling in, we mean, how are you getting used to or accustomed to the new situation? You can be settling in at a new school, at a new in a new house, at a new job. It just means, are you becoming familiar with things? How are you adjusting or adapting to the new situation? Lucy said that she was settling in just fine, and then said, I appreciate you taking the time to help me out. The expression, I appreciate you, plus a verb, the gerund form of a verb, the ing form of a verb, is a very common way of thanking someone. I appreciate you listening to our podcast. I appreciate my friend taking me to the airport. You can also say, I appreciate you not doing something. I appreciate you not punching me in the nose, for example. Lucy then said to me, may I ask you what we will be covering today? That is another polite way of asking someone for something, a polite way to introduce a question. May I ask you where the bathroom is? Where may I ask you what we will be covering today? Now notice that when you use this expression, may I ask you, and then you have another question, it's what we sometimes call an embedded question. And that means that it's not in the normal verb subject order as a regular question. For example, if I said, what will we be covering or going over today? Notice that the question word, what, comes first. The auxiliary verb will comes second, and the pronoun we comes third. In an embedded question, or when you have a question within a question, such as, may I ask you, we reverse the order of the verb and the pronoun so that it becomes what we will. May I ask you what we will be covering? If you don't say, may I ask you, and just ask a regular question, it's what will we be covering? This is a somewhat confusing way that we use what we call embedded questions, but it's a very common one. I then tell Lucy, after she asks me what we will be covering today, I say, before I do that, could you tell me if you've worked with this program before? Could you tell me is another polite way of asking someone a question. Can you tell me if the movie starts at 7 or at 8? This is another way of saying, does the movie start at 7 or 8? Or what time does the movie start? But it's a more polite, formal, if you will, way of asking someone. I say to Lucy that if she can tell me more information, it will help me figure out or understand how to proceed. Proceed, P-R-O-C-E-E-D, means to go forward, to move forward, to keep going. I tell Lucy that it's a good idea to have the manual ready since it can be a bit or can get a bit hairy. To use the expression, it's a good idea, it's a good idea for you to arrive early for the movie, means it's a polite way of saying you should do this. It's a little more indirect way of saying, suggesting something to someone. The word hairy, H-A-I-R-Y, here, it doesn't mean the hair on your head, although someone who has a lot of hair on their body, we can say they're hairy. An orangutan or a monkey or a bear is hairy, has lots of hair. But here the word means difficult. It was a bit hairy, means it could be cause some problems. I tell Lucy that you should start by logging in with your username and password. You should is a very direct way of telling someone to do something or suggesting something. You should tell me where the money is. It's not a very polite way, though it's a very common way, particularly among people who know each other well, or a boss and her employee. I say to Lucy that she should be sure to enter the password she created. Be sure to go to the store before it closes is just another way of politely, a little bit more directly, giving someone a suggestion or recommendation. Be sure to turn the light off means please turn the light off. I also say to Lucy, you might want to keep the password in a safe place. You might want to is similar to it's a good idea to. You might want to turn your computer off at the end of the day. It's a suggestion, a polite way of suggesting or telling someone what you want them to do. But it still has the form of a suggestion. So you're not saying you must do it, but you're saying, well, you might want to. You may want to do it. And we would use those two expressions usually interchangeably. You may want to. You might want to. Really not much of a difference in meaning in normal conversation. Towards the end, Lucy says to me, may I trouble you to show me how to print reports out? May I trouble you is, again, a polite, formal, not quite as common expression. May I trouble you to tell me where the bathroom is? If you were talking to someone who was a stranger that you didn't know. To print out is, again, really to print, but we use that to print out often with computers. I'm going to print out my report, means I'm going to print it on a printer. But it's often, we often add that extra word out to print out. Print out is also a noun. A printout is when you have a computer print something out that is sometimes it's computer information, it could be financial information, it could be a receipt. So printout is both a noun and a verb, though the verb to print out is probably more commonly used. Now let's listen to the dialogue again, this time at a native rate of speech. The supervisor at my work asked me the other day to help out one of the new employees. She needs some basic orientation on how to log in to our network. So I made an appointment with her to come to my cubicle for a little training session. Hi, Lucy. How are you settling in?
Just fine, thanks. I appreciate you taking the time to help me out with this software. May I ask what we will be covering today?
Sure. Before I do that, could you tell me if you've worked with this program before? That will help me figure out how to proceed.
I've done a little work with it, but not much.
Well, it's a good idea to have the manual ready, since it can get a bit hairy. You should start by logging in with your username and password.
How do I do that?
You can just click on the button in the corner. Be sure to enter the password you created. You can write it down until you memorize it, but you might want to keep it in a safe place.
Okay, then what?
Well, then just select the network you want to work with, and you're all set.
Great. Thanks for your help, Jeff. May I trouble you to show me how to print reports out from the program?
Sure. I'll do what I can to help. You can find a script for today's podcast on our website. Go to www.eslpod.com. We'd also love to hear from you. Email us at eslpod@eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.